good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Hey! God, it's your picking now. You see, God, eh? I don't know what's not you self deserve this kind of love. Oh. The more I praise you, it's like the bigger you they get for my life. Oh, God, you're mighty. I'm not going to stop worshiping you, Sha. You are a dependable and reliable God. You are awesome in all you do. So why I not go honor you?
All right, you're our mighty God, yeah. You are an awesome God, yeah. The more I praise your name, the bigger, bigger, better you get, oh. You are an awesome God, yeah. You are a mighty God, yeah. The more I praise your name, oh, 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 oh. The bigger, bigger, better you get. My Jehovah.
Oh,
was our first Caribbean song for the week entitled Mighty God. The latest song coming from evangelist Mavia Providence, originally from Jamaica, but now she's living in Canada. She was recently here in the Bahamas to DJ Godson Crazy Praise birthday party, and it was off the chains, man. Big shout out to my brethren, DJ Godson. Happy belated birthday, bro. You know, keep up the great work. And yes, Mavia, we truly do serve a mighty God. Good stuff, man. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a gospel songstress that is anointed. She's an anointed worship leader who loves the Lord with all of her heart. And she uplifts Jesus near and far around the world. The Stellar Award New Artist of the Year back in 2018. And she's one of the nicest people you ever want to meet. Wife, mother, and show enough soldier in the army of the Lord. Isabel Davis. Isabel, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for that introduction. That was so sweet. So
special. You're special.
I appreciate it.
You're a special sister in Christ, I tell you.
Hello, Isabel, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, I really, really appreciate you. And, you know, you're really loved here in the Bahamas and the Caribbean and also the world, you know, but we truly, truly appreciate you. I don't know if you remember when I told you about a friend of mine's who he was fighting cancer. You know, he have now passed on, and he was a great role model for me in terms for music, because when I was just starting out, he was, you know, always there, you know, encouraging me. And, you know, when he developed cancer, he really turned to the Lord. And your song was the song that really inspired him and brought him solace while he was going through so much pain. He would call me and he said, "Landlord, you know, Isabel Davis, her music's so anointed." And, you know, he just loved you. You know, but tell me something today. How does that make you feel as an artist, knowing that you are impacting people in that type of way?
I was not ready for this, number one. I'm already teary-eyed just hearing that, because it is the reason why I do what I do. You know, I think that so many times it's so easy to, you know, get caught up in the, you know, the pomp and circumstance a lot of times, you know, and God does, you know, bring reward and awards and things like that as little, I would call them little kisses from God and little winks of God. But the depth of it is that this is ministry, you know, and simply put, it's to give service or aid to people. And so my heart and my heart's posture and my prayer is always that God would use the ministry as a tool to draw people closer to his heart, mm-hmm. closer to him, closer to a relationship with him and an encounter in his presence. And so to hear testimonies like that, man, I'm moved to tears to know that God is using, you know, the gift that he's given me, the voice, the anointing on the voice to touch the lives of his people and to transform them daily in his presence. You messed me up, Landlord.
Yeah, you messed
me up with that one. Wow. Awesome. That's beautiful to hear. Yes. I'm humbled.
Yeah, man. You know, that is what it's called, ministry. And I'm sure it's a great feeling to know that you are impacting the lives of so many people with your voice and the gift that the Lord has given you. You're using it to touch people's lives, man. And that right there is really commendable, man. Real good stuff, man.
But Isabel, I'm telling you, congratulations on your latest worshiping single, Sound the Invitation. You know, Christ has a never-ending invitation to come to him and to have an eternal relationship with him. In the song, The Invitation, the worshiper is inviting Christ to come to them and heal and restore and bless.
Come on.
And for the Lord to have his way.
Amen. That's exactly what that is. And I think that, you know, oftentimes we understand and we know that we can come to the Father with our issues, our problems, our, you know, situation. But this is that moment, like you said, to simply say, God, you know what? You are welcome into my space, into my life, into my home, into my family, my job. His presence isn't confined to the four walls of a building, right? And so as we usher his presence into our space, he shows up and he's ready to help us. He's ready to hear our cry and our prayer.
Amen.
Isabel, there is a fan of yours from out of Kenya, Africa, and he goes by the name of Dangery. He's a gospel artist also, and he has a question for you.
Hi, Isabel. My name is Dangari. I'm from Africa, Kenya, and I really love your ministry. Tell me, what can we expect from you in the future?
Yes. Well, Dangari, it's so good to hear from you, and I'm grateful for your question. My commitment is to continue to stay in a posture of worship and creating altars so that as we prepare for the next upcoming album, you know, that God continues to give me the songs that not only that bless his heart, but that touch the lives of his people. So what you can expect is continued posture of, you know, expectancy from what God wants to do in and through the ministry gift, and that God would continue to make the ministry effective and impactful. You know, great songs are great songs. Everybody loves a good song. But for me, if the anointing is not on it, if it's just another great song to add to the repertoire, then for me, I feel like I have, you know, failed at my purpose in a kingdom work because, you know, I believe God's called me to ministry. You know, so the anointing has got to be first and foremost. So you can expect more anointed songs that destroy yokes and help, you know, lead people closer to God. That's what you can expect.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, man. You know, Isabel, that's some good stuff. You know, it's very, very easy to sing, but it's very hard to, you know, just sing with that dunamis power that connects the hearts and the minds, you know, to the people. And so when you are operating in that function, that's when you know you were called for it, and you were called for it. Good stuff.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mike D and Landlord. It is always a pleasure and always an honor to share these moments with you, and I'm always grateful to be a part of your platform and to share the gospel with your following. So thank you once again. I love you guys so much. And to everyone listening from the islands, in Africa, and beyond, I just want to thank you so much for your continued love and support. I pray that the ministry continue to bless you and encourage and uplift you. Love you guys so much. God bless you.
Fire. Fire, fire. Yes. Enjoy the cloud by day. And you know what else? Just say, you'll show us your glory,
you'll
Lord.
Show us your glory.
Yeah, when we call on your
when
name.
We call on your name.
Yes. Just look at somebody and say, now God, we're together.
Now we're together.
Yeah. Just say, you can have
your way.
Anybody grateful that he can move in the room when we call him?
We invited you to come.
Isabel Davis is a worshiper and well-loved songstress. She invites God in wherever she goes, letting him know that he is welcome. And that song featuring Isabel's sister, Christabel Clack, two wonderful sisters, both with Bell in their names, Isabel and Christabel. And we want to thank the praise and worship leader, Isabel Davis, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord, Isabel is a sincere and dedicated worship leader, man.
Most definitely, Mike. You couldn't say it any better than that. You know, and it's always great to have amazing artists right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is a artist from out of Los Angeles, and it goes by the name of Izetta Taylor. I want you to check out their latest track entitled, What a Mighty God.
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God.
One mighty, mighty God we say.
He's a great God. There's nobody like him.
One mighty, mighty God we say.
He can deliver you. He can save your soul. He can
One
heal the sick. He can raise the dead. He's a doctor.
The soulful, worshiping, delightful sound of Izetta Taylor is sounding oh so nice around the neighborhood. God is mighty, and we can never get so low that God can't lift us up and turn things around for our absolute good. So if you're going through something right now, keep the faith and keep believing. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever, landlord.
Yeah, Mike, you know, Izetta Taylor is truly expressing herself in this song. And I mean, from the beginning of time, God was mighty. And today in 2024, God is still mighty. Nothing has changed with him. He still is our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He still is our Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He is not like man that changes, and not like machines that loses power. He is the Most High God. Amen. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, something inexpensive that can enrich others beyond compare is a smile.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, a smile tells you so much. You know, you don't even have to say a word. Just a smile could make a big difference in a person's life. Good word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artist, Isabel Davis, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station, right here. This is yours truly, landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is a very talented, gifted producer, songwriter, gospel artist, and more from out of Trinidad and Tobago, the one and only Rue Lynch, with his latest single entitled DNA. Check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Teddy King, DJ, are we friend?
Do it proper.
Watch how we wheel and come again. Watch how we wheel and come again. Watch how we
wheel and come again.
Yes, this Jesus and mommy friend. Watch how we wheel and come again. Watch how we wheel and come again. Wheel and come again. Wheel and wheel and one thing we not do,
we not shoot and miss.
You come try take me down, but better listen to this.
Had man not focused, I mean we never off target. Just wait till me land this bullet.
You coming in the middle of the story.
The devil never stop try run me down, nah.
Long time me sign up in the lion army.
That's why you couldn't kill me when I was younger.
Kinda walk and walk kinda this.
All them spirit man I put pan notice.
The guy did a colony set your casket. Cause this one not designed to miss. Ah.
Them demon I watch I cut I. Envy the envy cut a guy die. Envy the envy cut a guy die.
Envy the envy cut a guy die.
Cause when I overcome her, and I full of vapor. And my God, I oversize a him, a bag a bigger. Mercy there behind me, man under the brother. Jesus the lion, him don't tell me.
Victory lives inside my DNA. Victory lives inside my DNA. Tear down every voice of negativity.
Look, you get me upset, you get me rotten. You get me mad, look, you get me started.
From time me come a born in the pew. You they try take me up, the name could have been nearly departed.
You take me, me best friend, them a gone.
Fight me down from time me wake up on a morn.
Seems like a war, you don't want a war. But I had an eye, have the bigger gun. You put me upon the hospital bed.
Me be bring the water
and left me for dead.
You overturn the truck with me two magalib.
As I come out of the back, as you try put me in again. Well, I come in for your head now.
Damn demon, I watch I cut I. Envy the envy cut a guy die. Envy the envy cut a guy die.
Envy the envy cut a guy die. Cause when I overcome her, and I'm full of vapor. And my God, I oversize her, he my bag of bigger. Mercy right behind me, man under the brother. Jesus the lion, he don't tell me.
Victory lives inside my DNA. Victory lives inside my DNA. Tear down every voice of negativity. Victory lives inside me. Do not aggravate.
Oh no.
Let's go!
Let me talk to you. Find yourself worrying about what you face. Know the